Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
The former English high school dean already being held on $250,000 bail for allegedly trying to murder a student in Boston is being held on even higher bail now after pleading not guilty to additional charges. WBUR's Simone Rios reports on the arraignment today of Sean Harrison.
Commonwealth versus Sean O. Harrison.
Harrison seemed unfazed as prosecutors read off the new charges against him, which include cocaine trafficking, marijuana distribution, and illegal weapons possession. He pleaded not guilty to everything, as he'd done when charged with attempted murder. Defense attorney Michelle Brennan described Harrison as a, quote, pillar of the community.
Up until this incident, he's had no issues with the law. He's done nothing but try to help people his entire life. He's an ordained reverend.
Brennan pushed for $500 additional bail, but the judge set it at $150,000 instead. Prosecutor David Bradley reminded the court of the serious charges Harrison already faces.
He was alleged to have been walking behind the victim, raised the gun, and shot the victim in the back of the head.
The 17-year-old survived the shooting and fingered Harrison as the gunman. As Harrison sat in jail, police executed a search warrant at his apartment in Dorchester. They say they found 30 grams of cocaine, two unlicensed handguns, several boxes of ammo, and bags of marijuana. There was visible support for the once popular youth minister in court, but the only Harrison backer who wanted to speak afterward was the Reverend Vernard Coulter.
I'm not going to say anything about the case if I believe it or not. I'm just going to say I'm just here as a friend and as a clergy, because I believe as believers of Christ, we should support one another.
Coulter says he's praying not just for Harrison, but also for the teenager recovering from the shooting. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Simone Rios.